in the name of the Trinity, one in essence, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this very soul for whom we are gathered, O Lord, repose him in the kingdom of the heaven. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of heaven, and receive him unto you according to your great mercy. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of righteousness, that he may enter therein and rejoice there. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of paradise, as you opened unto that thief. Open unto him, O Lord, the gate of the kingdom. May he be a partaker with all the saints. Open unto him, O Lord, the gates of rest, that he may sing with all the angels. May he be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead him into the life. May he repose in the bosom of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Forgive him his sins which he has aforetime committed, both knowingly and unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feebleness and weakness of humanity, and in your mercy give consolation to all whom he has left behind and to his household, and give unto them patience and good heavenly reward. Through the intercessions of Our Lady, Saint Mary, and all the whole choir of heavens, let both mercy and your help be with your people. Grant them coolness, establish us in your Orthodox faith, be a protector unto us, we the faithful.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.